You learn quickly that a garden does not care about excitement or motivation. It reacts only to what you do with your hands, your soil, your water, and your timing. You hear advice from every direction, yet the ground in front of you responds to simple truths. Most beginners face the same failures because they trust hope more than structure. They rush the early steps. They copy what someone else did in a different region. They buy the brightest bags at the store and push seeds into weak soil. Then they wait for a harvest that never comes. Your job is to cut through that noise and stop the damage before it starts. This guide puts you in the middle of the work. You feel the soil. You check the light. You push past guesswork and build the base that keeps plants alive. This is where you learn how to avoid the mistakes that shut down gardens before they even grow. Chapter 1.
Scope.
You start with the ground and the layout. Many new gardeners jump into planting because they want quick results. You slow that urge and study the space. You check how much light hits the area through the day. You want 6 hours of full sun for most crops. Partial shade limits what you can plant. Full shade stops food crops altogether. You scan for drainage and see how water moves after a rain. You check the soil structure and look for compaction. You search for any sign of contamination from old chemicals or debris. You mark traffic paths and make sure you do not place beds where kids or pets will crush seedlings. Your goal is to build a foundation that does not fail under pressure. Safety. You protect yourself during the assessment. You wear gloves to avoid sharp debris and contaminated soil. You wear boots with a firm sole because broken glass or rusted metal can hide under the surface. If you work near old sheds or fence lines, you stay alert for nails and unstable boards. When you dig test holes, you use controlled force so the tool does not slip. You avoid inhaling dust from dry soil. If you use a soil test kit, you follow instructions and avoid contact with the reagents. Safety at this stage keeps you focused on reading the land instead of treating injuries. Tools and materials. You gather a shovel, a hand trowel, a soil test kit, a bucket for soil samples, a tape measure, and flags or stakes for marking light zones. You also bring compost, aged manure, and coarse sand, but you do not apply them yet. You need the soil test results before you make changes. You keep a notebook to track light hours, soil texture, and moisture retention. You use a simple rain gauge if you want to measure natural rainfall. These tools help you read the space with accuracy instead of relying on hunches. Steps. You walk the garden at early morning, noon, and late afternoon. You write down how the light shifts. You note where shadows fall from trees, sheds, or nearby houses. You divide the area into zones and match crops to the conditions. You do not force tomatoes into a low-light zone because they will stretch, weaken, and fail. You do not force lettuce into full heat because it will bolt early. You dig a hole 1 foot deep and watch how the soil behaves. If it breaks into hard slabs, the soil is compacted. Roots will not push through it. You squeeze a handful and see if it stays tight like clay or falls apart like sand. You add organic matter if it is too dense and add compost if it is too loose. You never dump amendments randomly across the space. You match them to the actual soil structure. You run a soil test and record the pH. You want a range near 6.5 for most crops. If the pH is off, you adjust slowly. You do not add lime or sulfur without a clear reading. You avoid buying products based on bright packaging. You check what the crop actually needs. You measure spacing before planting. You read seed packet spacing and double-check it. New gardeners crowd plants because the bed looks empty at the start. You give each plant the room it needs for airflow and root spread. Crowding creates disease pockets. Crowding steals nutrients. You avoid it by trusting the spacing chart. You plant at the right depth. You do not bury seeds too deep. You do not expose roots above the soil line. You water lightly to settle the soil, but do not flood the bed. You watch the early signs of stress. Pale leaves mean nutrient imbalance. Stunted growth means roots cannot push through the soil. Checks and fixes. You check each planted area after the first week. You press the soil gently to confirm moisture distribution. If the soil feels dry only on the top, you adjust watering frequency. If the soil forms a crust, you break it gently to let air reach the roots. You check seedlings for leggy growth. That means not enough light. You check for yellowing. That means poor soil nutrition. You correct each problem with measured steps. You do not throw multiple products at the bed. You track the change and watch for improvement. If roots hit compacted soil, you lift the plant carefully and loosen the bed with a garden fork. You mix in compost to improve structure. If spacing is too tight, you thin plants before disease sets in. You remove weak seedlings so strong ones can fill the space. Care. You keep the soil covered with mulch to hold moisture and regulate heat. You walk the garden daily. You watch how the light changes as the season shifts. You adjust planting areas as needed. You keep notes. You build awareness. That discipline prevents early mistakes from repeating. You do not rush. You do not guess. You let the soil tell you what it needs. With this approach, the foundation becomes stable. The garden grows stronger. You stay ahead of failure instead of reacting to it. Chapter 2. Scope. You shift your attention to water, light, and living threats. These three forces break more gardens than any other mistakes combined. You start by studying how water moves through your soil. You read the plants for signs of stress. You look at the sky and measure how much sun each crop receives. You watch for early pest activity that can wipe out growth before it has a chance to stabilize. Your goal in this chapter is to understand how these forces behave and to control them with steady discipline. You are not chasing perfection. You are preventing collapse before it begins. Safety. You protect yourself when handling water, tools, and pests. You avoid working barefoot near wet ground because you can slip or step on hidden objects. You wear gloves when checking leaves for pests because stings and skin irritation can occur. You keep sprays and soaps away from your mouth and eyes. If you use any treatment, you follow the label and avoid mixing products. You wash your hands after handling infected leaves. You lift hoses carefully to avoid tripping hazards. Each step keeps you focused on the garden and not on preventable injuries. Tools and materials. You gather a watering can or hose with a gentle spray head, a moisture meter or your own hand test method, row covers, insect traps, neem soap or insecticidal soap, sticky cards, and a small hand lens. You keep a notebook to record sunlight patterns, watering frequency, and pest sightings. You may also gather mulch, shade cloth, or dehydration lines if the garden shows uneven moisture or heat stress. These tools allow you to read the environment and respond with clarity instead of panic. Steps. You start with water. You press your fingers into the soil 2 inches deep to feel for moisture. If the soil is wet and cool, you hold off on watering. If it is dry and crumbly, you water. You choose early morning as your primary watering window so leaves can dry quickly. You avoid watering in the heat of the day because the water evaporates before reaching the roots. You avoid nighttime watering because it can create disease conditions. You learn the signs of overwatering: drooping leaves even when the soil is wet, a sour smell rising from the bed, fungal growth on the surface. you learn the signs of underwatering: dry soil pulling away from the bed edges, crispy leaves, slow, brittle growth. You correct these issues by adjusting frequency instead of soaking the entire garden out of frustration. You study sunlight next. You walk the garden during morning, midday, and late afternoon. You track how shadows shift across weeks. Plants stretch toward the sun when light is weak, leaves blister or turn pale when sunlight is too strong. You do not blame the plant for these changes. You move the plant or adjust the space. You use shade cloth during heat spikes. You prune nearby branches that steal precious light. You place heat-sensitive crops in partial shade to keep them alive through harsh temperatures. Then you face pests. You check the underside of leaves because pests hide where you rarely look. You use a hand lens to confirm what you are seeing. Aphids cluster in small groups and leave sticky residue. Caterpillars chew ragged holes and leave droppings. Flea beetles jump away as you touch the leaves. You do not panic. You respond with simple controls. You remove what you can by hand. You pinch off damaged leaves and throw them away from the garden. You spray with insecticidal soap if aphids spread. You place sticky traps around brassicas if flea beetles appear. You position row covers over young seedlings to shield them from predators. You encourage beneficial insects by avoiding harsh chemicals. These steps give you control without overwhelming the garden. You watch for plant signals. When leaves curl inward, the plant is stressed from heat or pests. When growth slows, even with proper watering, roots may be damaged. When plants lose color, you evaluate sunlight and nutrition. Each sign tells you how to respond. You act early, so the problem does not spiral. Checks and fixes. You perform regular moisture checks in the morning. You adjust watering based on soil feel instead of routine. You inspect leaves for pests twice a week. You check sunlight patterns weekly, because the angle shifts through the season. You remove standing water around the bed, because stagnant pools attract pests and disease. If root rot appears, you stop watering immediately. You let the soil dry before giving light moisture again. You trim dead roots if the plant can be saved. If underwatering has caused stress, you water deeply and slowly until the soil regains balance. If pests get ahead of you, you escalate with simple steps. You apply neem soap in the evening when the sun is low. You use row covers to break pest cycles. You remove entire plants if they are too damaged to recover, because keeping them will attract more pests. If sunlight is the issue, you reposition because sunlight is the issue. You present containers or change bed layout. You provide shade cloth during heat waves. You prune nearby obstacles. You adapt. I see you guess. Care. You build consistent habits. You water early and measure the soil with your hand before each session. You check the light weekly and adjust crop placement as new shadows appear. You keep an eye on pests but do not fear them. You respond with steady control. You record what works so you do not repeat mistakes in the next season. You learn to read the environment with accuracy. That discipline keeps your garden alive during the unpredictable shifts of weather, pests, and heat. You stay ahead by paying attention. You hold the balance by reacting early. This chapter arms you with the skills that protect your garden when pressure rises. Chapter 3. Scope. You now move into timing, maintenance, and seasonal discipline. These three areas decide whether your garden produces a strong yield or collapses under missed windows and poor upkeep. You focus on the calendar, the condition of each bed, and the rhythm of the seasons. You learn how small delays create large failures. You learn how steady care protects the structure you have built. Your goal is to move through the season with clarity. You do not guess. You plan. You track. You respond before the garden slips out of your control. Safety. You protect yourself as you work through maintenance tasks. You wear gloves when pruning to avoid cuts. You use clean tools to avoid spreading disease between plants. You lift mulch and soil with proper posture so you do not strain your back. You protect your eyes when working with dry material that can blow in the wind. If you use row covers or shade cloth, you secure them so they do not whip loose and hit you. You keep tools off walking paths to prevent trips. Safety maintains your pace through the season and keeps you focused on the plants. Tools and materials. You gather pruning shears, stakes, twine, mulch, compost, a planting calendar, row covers, shade cloth, and gloves. You keep a journal where you write frost dates, planting windows, germination times, and maintenance intervals. You use a rake for bed cleanup and scissors for trimming small growth. You may also use a simple soil thermometer to track early spring temperatures. These tools give you accuracy. They turn timing into a skill instead of guesswork. Steps. You begin with the calendar. You look at your region's frost dates and record the last frost of spring and the first frost of fall. You match crops to those dates. You plant cool weather crops early while the soil is still gentle. You plant warm weather crops after the risk of frost has passed. You do not rush warm season crops into cold beds. Cold soil stalls roots and exposes young plants to death. You track germination windows. You note how long each seed takes to sprout. You prepare the bed and keep moisture steady during that window. You do not disturb the soil while seeds are pushing upward. You stay patient and avoid the mistake of digging around to check on progress. You learn how mistiming affects everything. When you plant too late, cool weather crops bolt. When you plant too early, warm weather plants stall or die. When you delay maintenance, pests find hiding spots and diseases spread. Timing is not about speed. It is about sequence. You shift into maintenance. You prune plants to improve airflow and focus their energy. You remove dead branches and leaves. You stake tall plants so they do not break under their own weight. You tie vines gently to prevent damage. You add mulch around each plant to hold moisture and reduce weed pressure. You spread compost after heavy rain when nutrients may have leached away. You clean beds weekly. You remove debris, old leaves, and any sign of disease. You avoid composting infected material because disease can survive and return. You observe each plant closely. You track growth patterns. You compare this week to last week. You respond early to any sign of decline. You prepare for seasonal shifts. When heat rises, you install shade cloth to prevent scorch. When early fall arrives, you use row covers to extend the season by holding warmth. When storms threaten, you secure containers and support structures. You adapt as the season changes. You do not fight the weather. You work with it. You plan rotations. You avoid planting the same crop in the same space each year. That practice depletes soil nutrients and encourages pests. You rotate families. Leaf crops follow root crops. Root crops follow fruiting crops. You keep the cycle balanced. This keeps soil healthy and resilient. You run end-of-season checks. You remove dying plants. You pull weeds before they drop seeds. You check soil texture and add organic matter before winter. You cover beds to protect them from erosion. You clean tools to prevent rust and disease spread. You lock in the gains you made. Checks and fixes. You perform weekly reviews. You check the calendar for upcoming planting windows. You inspect plants for signs of heat stress or cold damage. You check mulch depth and add more if rain or wind has scattered it. You check stakes and supports for stability. You adjust twine and ties so they do not cut into growing stems. If plants bolt from heat or missed timing, you remove them quickly and replace them with heat-tolerant crops. If stems break from wind, you prune cleanly and support what remains. If the season shifts faster than expected, you use row covers to buy extra days of growth. If weeds surge, you pull them before they mature. Each fix protects the momentum you built. If timing errors weaken a bed, you reset the space. You remove stressed plants. You add compost. You let the soil rest before planting again. You do not push damaged beds to recover overnight. You give them the conditions they need to rebuild. Care. You commit to discipline. You follow the calendar without rushing. You keep records because memory is not enough. You maintain clean beds, sharp tools, and steady moisture. You adjust your approach as each season shifts. You learn that the garden responds to consistency more than effort. You build habits that outlast mistakes. You stay alert for the first sign of seasonal change. You respond instead of delaying. You accept that timing is the spine of a productive garden. You respect that maintenance prevents the small cracks from becoming failures. You close the season with care so the next one begins with strength. With these habits, you turn a fragile garden into a resilient one. You move from reaction to control. You learn the discipline that keeps plants alive through real pressure.